What if I told you that the butterflies in your stomach, the sleepless nights replaying a single conversation, and that ridiculous grin you can't wipe off your face aren't just emotions? They're the result of a precisely orchestrated chemical symphony in your brain. Love isn't merely a feeling. It's a biological imperative, as fundamental as hunger or thirst. When someone captures your heart, specific brain regions light up like a city at night, flooding your system with dopamine, norepinephrine, and a cocktail of other neurochemicals that literally alter your consciousness. This isn't poetic exaggeration, it's neuroscience. The ancient poets were right about love's power to transform us, but they didn't know they were describing a primordial mating drive millions of years in the making, one that hijacks our rational mind and makes us do wonderfully irrational things. Love doesn't stay confined to your mind. It commandeers your entire body. Hearts race at the mere sound of a loved one's voice. Palms sweat. Knees weaken. You might stammer, flush, or find yourself unable to eat despite being hungry. Sleep becomes elusive, yet paradoxically, you're flooded with energy, able to talk until dawn, write passionate letters, or cross continents for a brief encounter. These aren't metaphors from romance novels. They're documented physiological responses cataloged across centuries and cultures. The Tamil people have a word for this state, mayakam. Intoxication, dizziness, and delusion. When love strikes, one person becomes your gravitational center. Research shows nearly 80% of men and 87% of women won't consider dating others when their beloved is unavailable. Not from obligation, but because no one else registers as interesting. This laser focus explains why lovers neglect work, skip family dinners, and lose track of time. One man described it, "My whole world had been transformed. It had a new center, and that center was Marilyn." This obsession manifests peculiarly. Over 80% replay trivial moments, a laugh, a comment, how they stirred their coffee. We magnify virtues and minimize flaws through pink-tinted lenses. Nearly two-thirds admit their partner's faults don't bother them. Most telling is the intrusive thinking, the inability to evict your beloved from consciousness. Whether in meetings, cooking dinner, or trying to sleep, they occupy your mental landscape. This isn't choice, it's neurological reality. Your brain has been commandeered, your emotional thermostat entirely controlled by another person. When feelings might not be reciprocated, you become a detective analyzing every micro expression, word choice, and conversational pause. Over 80% of people experiencing uncertain love dissect their beloved's actions for hidden meanings. Did that smile linger longer? What did busy really mean? As Robert Graves wrote, "You're perpetually listening for a knock, waiting for a sign." This uncertainty drives remarkable transformations. People change clothing styles, adopt new hobbies, modify values, even alter career paths, all to align with their beloved's preferences. A classical music devotee suddenly loves heavy metal. A homebody takes up rock climbing. These aren't manipulations, but genuine attempts to bridge two separate lives. This dependency can feel terrifying. Shakespeare's Antony described his heart tied by the strings to Cleopatra's rudder, a ship with no control. Yet vulnerability brings profound empathy. When your beloved is happy, you're elated. When they suffer, you ache. Many would sacrifice themselves for their beloved's well-being, like Milton's Adam choosing to share Eve's fate. Paradoxically, obstacles, social disapproval, distance, or family opposition often intensify passion through the Romeo and Juliet effect. Brain imaging reveals love's biological architecture. fMRI scans show dramatic activation in the caudate nucleus, a reward system structure, when viewing beloved faces. The more passionate the love, the more active the caudate. Another key area is the ventral tegmental area, a dopamine production center. Romantic love elevates dopamine, driving pleasure and motivation. Norepinephrine produces exhilaration and sleeplessness. Meanwhile, serotonin plummets in newly infatuated people to levels similar to obsessive-compulsive disorder. explaining why lovers think about their sweetheart over 90% of waking hours. Love comprises three distinct neural networks: lust, driven by testosterone; romantic love, obsessive, focused passion; and attachment, calm security with a long-term partner, running on vasopressin and oxytocin. These systems operate independently or simultaneously, creating complex emotional landscapes. Why does one person ignite your passion while countless others leave you unmoved? Hidden factors operate beneath conscious awareness. Timing matters enormously. We're most susceptible during life transitions, starting college, moving cities, recovering from heartbreak, or experiencing loneliness. Any emotional arousal, whether joy, anxiety, or fear, primes us for romance by elevating dopamine and stress hormones. Physical proximity plays a surprisingly large role. One Canadian man expected to meet his soulmate through elaborate circumstances, only to discover she lived in his backyard. We're drawn to mystery and novelty, what Baudelaire called strangeness. Israeli kibbutz studies revealed children raised together from infancy never developed romantic attraction. They felt like siblings. Novelty stimulates dopamine, the chemical that fuels romance. Yet, paradoxically, we choose partners remarkably similar to ourselves. Same ethnicity, education, socioeconomic status, attractiveness, intelligence, and values. The sweaty t-shirt experiment showed women prefer men whose immune systems differ from but remain compatible with their own, unconsciously seeking genetic diversity. We're attracted to people similar yet different enough to expand our genetic portfolio. Romantic rejection affects 93% of people, creating feelings Emily Dickinson captured: parting is all we need to know of hell. When relationships end, rejected lovers become consumed by reunion fantasies, revisiting shared places, calling repeatedly, staging dramatic encounters. Paradoxically, rejection intensifies romantic passion through delayed rewards that prolong dopamine activity. As Terence observed, "The less my hope, the hotter my love." The stress response triggers cortisol production, which increases dopamine and norepinephrine, the very chemicals fueling romantic love. The more the beloved withdraws, the more powerful these passion-inducing chemicals become. Recovery requires actively tricking the brain. Remove all evidence of your ex, discard letters, avoid contact entirely. Even brief encounters reactivate romantic circuits. Develop positive mantras, focus on their negative traits, and fantasize about better partners. Stay busy through healthy channels, call friends, learn skills, exercise vigorously. With determination and time, this addiction can be conquered. A global romantic revolution is underway. As globalization spreads education and economic opportunity, arranged marriages are yielding to love matches. In Nepal, 90% of couples now elope with someone they love. Across 37 societies, mutual attraction has become the primary criterion for choosing a spouse. This shift marks a return to our evolutionary heritage. For millions of years in hunter-gatherer societies, both sexes chose their own partners. The agricultural revolution 10,000 years ago disrupted this pattern as men gained control of land and wealth, transforming marriage into a business arrangement. With industrialization and women's economic independence, romantic love has resurged. Modern humans have unprecedented time for love. By 2050, 15 to 19% of the world's population will be over 65, with many seeking late-life romance. Studies show romantic passion intensity remains constant across age groups. We're built to love at any age. Romantic love has become untethered in our modern world. Millions seek it through dating apps and online platforms. Though science may map love's brain circuitry, it will never destroy its mystery. Humanity is coming full circle to patterns of romance our ancestors expressed a million years ago. Love remains what it has always been, a primordial force that makes us wonderfully, terrifyingly, beautifully human.